Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Jumping the Gun. I'm Derek Gunn along with Brother Dan. Of course, the Eagles are coming out of their bye week. We are now approaching week number 10 of the 2020 NFL season. And Brother Dan, before we move ahead, let's look back because I know it really sticks in your craw that you have to announce who won last week's overall bet.
You got me this week again. Three straight for you. You got me 10. You went 10-4 last week. I went 9-5. So at least we both did better this week than last week. But you just got me.
Oh, I know. The week before, man, you were like what, 5-8?
It was really bad. I don't even want to talk about it. It was under 500. We'll just say that.
All right. So now we're looking ahead to week number 10. Eagles are coming out of the bye week, and we're going to start with that game because it begins an incredible stretch for the Birds, and this is where we are going to find out exactly what this team is made of.
Yeah, so we got the Giants this week in New York. So the Eagles are sitting at 3.5-point favorites on the road.
The Giants were one completion away just a few weeks ago from beating the Eagles in Philadelphia. If Evan Engram doesn't drop that pass off his fingertips, we're talking about a different game result. I've said this how many weeks? The Giants' defense is not the problem. It's the offense that has been the problem. But here's what's interesting. Over the past couple of weeks, the Giants' offense is starting to look a little bit better. They're becoming more cohesive. Sterling Shepard is fitting right in again. Golden Tate didn't play last week. He was suspended for a game because of attitude detrimental to the team. But now he's going to be back this week. We know what the tight end Evan Engram is like. He's a nightmare. Eagles cannot cover the tight end. But with all of that said, Darius Slayton, he's a home run hitter. But with all that said, I'm going to pick the Eagles in this game.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm also going to take the Eagles here. The Eagles are getting healthier. The bye week couldn't have come at a better time for them. Hearing Alshon was practicing, we'll see if he plays.
He's been practicing for weeks.
Who knows with Alshon, but the Eagles are getting healthier. Jason Peters is starting to get back into it. I'm not sure about Lane Johnson yet.
That's going to be a hit or miss. Hopefully the bye week helps him, but if it was my decision, I would let Lane sit this game out and save him for that five-game stretch run against five teams with winning records who are competing for playoff spots.
Yeah, and if they do end up sitting him out, with Miles Sanders probably coming back this week, they're going to need to rely on that run a lot more so that they can set up those young offensive linemen that are going to be coming in to replace Lane Johnson. I think the Eagles win this one. I'm never going to pick the Giants against the Eagles. Daniel Jones has this way of losing to the Eagles that reminds me of Eli Manning. It's just funny how similar they are to each other.
Eventually, the Giants are going to break that string. Hopefully, it's not this week, but eventually, they're going to break this.
Oh, yeah, eventually, but I'm not picking them this week.
Okay, all right.
Thursday night, we got the Colts at the Titans. The Titans are 2-point favorites.
I picked the Colts to beat Baltimore this past Sunday. And when I saw the score was 10-0 Indy, I'm saying, okay, here we go. Frank Reich's got this team rolling in the right direction. All of a sudden, I look up and Baltimore wins 24-10. I don't like this road matchup for Indianapolis. Tennessee is tough at home. They're 4-1 at home. They're coming off a hard-fought win over Chicago 24-17. I just think Tennessee in their home domain is just a little too much for Indy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with the Titans also. Divisional game, so it's going to be a good one. But Tennessee at home, they played well against the Bears this past week, forcing turnovers. Defense got back to flying all over the field like they were, or like they were supposed to, how we all expected. The Titans are starting to find themselves again after a little bit of a skid. I'm going to go with the Titans here. Next, we have the Texans at the Browns. The Browns are getting 3 points in Cleveland.
Cleveland's coming out of a bye. Houston really struggled to hold off Jacksonville. I don't know what has happened to this Houston team. I know they got rid of a few players from last year, but I don't know what's happened to this Houston team. Cleveland's well rested. There's no way Cleveland's losing at home to Houston. No way.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Browns here. The Texans just don't have a lot of weapons. I mean, Will Fuller's been on a roll, but man, they could use a player like DeAndre Hopkins right about now. Their defense has been inconsistent all year. I mean, the Browns offense has been the last few weeks, but I think Baker's going to put together a good game this week.
Yep.
They could be getting Nick Chubb back, which will be a huge addition to their offense. And they're at home. I'm going to go with the Browns here. Next, we have the Washington football team at the Detroit Lions. Detroit is getting 4 points in at home.
Wow, Detroit 4 points at home over Washington. Washington, they couldn't get by the Giants. Detroit just got served by Minnesota. Dalvin Cook ran all up and down their backs at 206 yards rushing. He's the current NFL rushing leader. I'm going to take Detroit at home in this game. This is a hunch game for me. I think Washington will hang with them. Alex Smith is now quarterbacking at Washington team. He made some mistakes, but it's going to take him now that he is at the helm of that offense. It's going to be a good game, but I'll take Detroit at home.
I picked the Lions last week to beat the Vikings. I should not have done that. Although it was more of a pick against the Vikings than it was for the Lions.
Right.
There's no reason to believe in this Lions team. They got ran all over by Dalvin Cook last week, and I think Antonio Gibson could do a similar thing to them this week. I think Alex Smith needs to go back to his kind of game management style of play that he had in Kansas City, and that's not an insult because I think not turning the ball over was one of his best qualities. They need to rely on that defense to get pressure, which they can. I'm going to take Washington on the road here. I think Alex Smith starts to get back into his groove. I think I'll take Washington here. I don't like this team very much, but I don't like the Lions.
Brother
either.
Dan's bold pick of the week.
All right. Next, we have the Jags at the Packers. The Packers getting 13.5 points in Lambeau.
13.5?
13.5.
Wow, that's a big spread. Jacksonville has all kind of problems. They all thought that they would be just as good without Nick Foles, and lo and behold, they are not. They have one win on the season. They couldn't even beat Houston. Hey, I'm not picking against Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers right now, 24 touchdown passes, only 2 interceptions. Aaron Rodgers is on a roll, and they don't even have their full complement of offensive weapons yet. And when Aaron Jones is in that backfield, it makes a completely different offensive attack. Green Bay at home, no question about it.
I don't even think there's much to this pick. It's the Packers. One team has Aaron Rodgers, the other team doesn't. They're going to win. They're going to win by a lot. This is probably not going to be a very fun game to watch outside of just watching Aaron Rodgers make ridiculous throws. The Packers are going to take this. They'll probably cover the 13.5 points.
Yep.
Also. Next, we have the Bucs coming off of their embarrassing loss to the Saints on Sunday night. The Bucs are at the Panthers in Carolina.
And what's the point spread of that one?
The Bucs are getting 5 points in Carolina.
Right now, 5 points. Tampa Bay's ticked off. Tom Brady's ticked off. They got embarrassed on national TV. I'm still shocked at how embarrassed they got by the New Orleans Saints. Tampa Bay bounces back big. Although I think Carolina's going to be very competitive in this game, even against that Tampa Bay defense. But I think Tom Brady and those guys are just so ticked off right now, they're going to handle business on the road.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Bucs are going to win this game. But their offense needs to wake up a little bit. Their game plan has been all over the place. They're not running the ball, which is very strange for them because they have Ronald Jones. They have Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, yep.
You'd think that they'd be able to run the ball, but they haven't been. So it starts with that. Then they need to work off of the play action. And with those receivers, play action could be deadly. I'm taking the Bucs here. I don't think the Panthers have enough offensive firepower with Teddy Bridgewater. I just still don't believe in him, and their defense is still suspect. So I'll go with the Bucs here, and I never bet against Brady coming off of a loss.
Okay.
So next we have the Broncos at the Raiders. The Raiders are getting 5 points in Vegas.
Raiders were able to hold off the Chargers. The Broncos, they could not get past Atlanta. I know Drew Locke is your guy.
Yes, he is.
I'm not taking Drew Locke in this game. I got to go with Derek Carr and his crew in Vegas. I'm rolling the dice and going with Vegas at home.
This is my last risky pick with Drew Locke this year. I think I liked some of the things I saw from him last week. He still needs to do a better job of taking care of the football. I'm going to go with the Broncos in Vegas this week. They lost to the Falcons on the road. It's tough to go to the East Coast. And that Falcons offense, the Falcons have been playing better under Raheem Morris. So I'm not, that's not as bad of a loss as I think it seems. So I'll go with the Broncos here. Last shot I'm giving Drew Lock this year.
You say that now, but I don't believe that's the case.
We'll see. We'll see how he looks. Yeah. Next we have the Chargers at the Dolphins. The Dolphins getting 2.5 points in Miami.
I'm shocked to be sitting here and saying Dolphins are 5-3 right now. They beat Arizona. I'm still shocked that they beat Arizona in Arizona. I'm shocked.
Which I predicted.
Yes, you did. It's one of the few you got right. I'm shocked. But lo and behold, here it is. Miami's 5-3 right there behind Buffalo in the AFC East. The Chargers keep inventing new ways to lose games. You know, and so Tua had a pretty good game this past Sunday. Not great, but pretty good. And as he continues to get his feet wet under center, he's going to get better and better. I like the Dolphins at home.
I'm also going to take the Dolphins here, but man, I feel bad for Justin Herbert. I just feel like that team, like you said, they find new ways to lose every week. I think there's going to be another one this week. The Dolphins, the way the Chargers find ways to lose games, the Dolphins find ways to win games. I'm going to take the Dolphins here, and I wouldn't be surprised if this team made it to the playoffs. I really like what I'm seeing from them.
Especially with the expanded playoff format
yes.
this year.
Yep, definitely. Yep. That AFC East, man, it's upside down this year. Got the Patriots and the Jets are always at the bottom, yep. but the Patriots at the bottom.
Buffalo and Miami.
Buffalo and Miami at the top. So we might get two teams out of the AFC East this year. Next, we have the Seahawks at the Rams. The Rams are getting 1.5 points in Los Angeles.
Seahawks at the Rams. I'm taking Seattle. Seattle's coming off an embarrassing loss at Buffalo. The Rams are coming out of a bye. I just think Russell Wilson has their number. I think Seattle bounces back in this game.
I think the Rams win this game. They're coming off of that bye. I think their offense is going to look crisp coming out of the bye. That Seahawks defense has been terrible this past few weeks.
They've
been pretty bad all season, but man, like they even got Jamal Adams back, and they still the Bills put up 40 plus on them. So I don't know what's going on with them. It just doesn't look like the Seahawks defense we're used to seeing. They added Carlos Dunlap. They got Jamal Adams back and still gave up that many points.
True.
I'm going to go with the Rams here. I think coming off of that bye is going to help them. Their offense is going to look sharp, I believe. Sean McVay, that's his specialty. So I think I'm going to go with the Rams here. Plus, you have Russell Wilson. They always have offensive line problems, and Aaron Donald is what he is. We all know what Aaron Donald is. So, yeah, that's going to be a fun one, though. Next, we have the 49ers at the Saints. The Saints are getting 9.5 points in New Orleans.
After what I saw Drew Brees do and that offense do to Tampa Bay's defense, I mean, they just dissected and shredded that Tampa Bay defense, which was the third-ranked defense in the league. They put up 38 points in that game. I was shocked. I thought it would be a good battle. I thought we were going to see a good, hard-fought battle for bragging rights in NFC South, and it turned out to be a slaughter. So I'm definitely taking New Orleans at home in this one.
Yeah, that was the game that I was waiting to see from the Saints. That I needed something to show me that they were the powerhouse that they were supposed to be coming into this year, and they definitely showed that. The Saints looked amazing. Offense looked like it was unstoppable. The defense was flying all over the field. I'm going with the Saints here, obviously. The Niners are just completely decimated. The Saints will probably cover this 9.5 point margin. Yeah, the Saints are one of the best teams in the NFC, and if they keep going like this, they could be looking at another potential Super Bowl run.
Didn't you bypass the game? Did you bypass Buffalo and Arizona? I think you bypassed the game.
Oh, we did miss Buffalo and Arizona. How do we miss Kyler Murray?
See?
Yeah, we did.
That's what I'm here to do, to help clean up your mess. See?
That is right. All right. The Bills are going to Arizona. The Cardinals are on the money line. They're minus 130. There isn't a point spread for this game yet.
Josh Allen outdueled Russell Wilson? Never thought I would say that, but Josh Allen is looking good in that Buffalo offense right now. It's going to be a good contrast in styles of quarterbacks in Josh Allen versus Kyler Murray. Both teams have decent defenses. That's the thing. They're not great defenses. They're decent. But I like Buffalo on the road in this game. I really do.
Okay. I think Buffalo is going to come down off of that high they had last week a little bit. I think the Cardinals are going to win this one strictly because they're at home. The Cardinals' offense is explosive, especially when they're in the dome. I mean, last week was a fun game. I feel like Miami went out and won that game more than the Cardinals losing. And I mean, the Cardinals had the missed kick at the end too. So, who knows? With kickers, it's hard to. I have a hard time assessing a team based on a kicker missing a kick. So, I'm gonna go with the Cardinals here. The Bills have been inconsistent, but it's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be a fun game to watch. All right, so back to where we were. We had the Bengals going to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers. The Steelers, there's no margin for this game yet, but I'm assuming that's because they're wondering if they want to make it 13 or 14 points for the Steelers here.
Let's see. I think it's obvious. The only team that's unbeaten in the NFL, I don't see them losing at home, but I do believe that Joe Burrow and the Bengals are going to make it interesting because it is a divisional game. I think Cincinnati is really coming along. Burrow gets better and better every week. But Pittsburgh's defense, once they start pinning back their ears and let the dogs unloose, it's just a defense that just causes so many problems for so many different quarterbacks. And I think, you know, Joe Burrow is going to have a decent day against that Pittsburgh defense. Not a great day, but a decent day. I don't see the Steelers losing at home. I think they're going to be 9-0 when this one is all said and done.
So the Steelers had a surprisingly close game against the Cowboys this past week. Caught a lot of people off guard. They were losing until the fourth quarter. I think this week is going to be the week that we expected to see the Steelers out of the Steelers last week. I think they blow out the Bengals here because of the doubt that's starting to creep in because of that close game, that close call against Dallas. I think their offense wakes up, and man, it's just a tough defense to play against as a rookie on the road. Yeah, I think the Steelers are going to win this one by a lot. Obviously, there's no points bet right now, but unless it's 40, I'm not taking. I'll probably take the Steelers to cover this one. Sunday night, we have the Ravens at the Patriots. The Ravens are getting 7 points in New England.
Man, I tell you what. Let's see. Ravens, they're unbeaten on the road. They're 4-0 on the road. I look at New England. New England, by the hair of their chinny chin chins, got by the Jets. They were losing to the Jets until the Jets started playing like the Jets. Cam Newton, I've never been a big fan of Cam Newton as a quarterback. I'm a big fan of Cam Newton as an overall athlete. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I think he's a decent quarterback. And I don't see how he's going to handle that Baltimore defense. I think Baltimore's got this one made in the shade.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Ravens here. Man, the Patriots almost blew it to the Jets. Almost blew it, but the Jets, of course, finding a way to blow it just the only way the Jets can. And I said last week, the Jets are going to make a game out of that. I didn't pick the Jets, obviously, because we never picked the Jets.
No.
But, man, you give up 13 points in a row in the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game. I was shocked. I thought the Jets had a shot. I thought Flacco had one more shot at the Patriots, but they didn't. They lost. But yeah, the Ravens are gonna take this one over the Patriots. Cam Newton still didn't throw any touchdowns.
But he ran for two.
Yeah, he ran for two, but he needs to start throwing for them. Like,
yes.
You're playing against the Jets. You got to be able to throw for a touchdown. I mean, we all know the receivers aren't the best in the world, but. Man, how many weeks in a row has it been now that Cam hasn't thrown for a touchdown? I mean, it's been a long time. So the Ravens, it's not going to be any easier against the Ravens. So I'm taking the Ravens here, and I'm taking them to cover that spread. For the last game of the week on Monday night, We got the Vikings at the Bears. The Vikings getting 2.5 points in Chicago.
An NFC North showdown. Let's see. Dalvin Cook is in a zone right now, as we talked about earlier. He ran all up and down the field on Detroit's porous defense. Chicago has lost 3 in a row. There's a lot of grumbling in Chicago about Nick Foles and all this stuff. Chicago's starting to sound like Philadelphia fans. I'm going to take Minnesota on the road in this game.
This is the last shot I'm giving.
You've already said
this is the last
shot. You said that about the Bears already. Here you are again.
I need Nick Foles.
Are you actually going to pick the Bears?
I'm actually going to take the Bears here. The Bears' run defense is better than the Lions' run defense. They actually have linebackers in Chicago, and they're playing in Chicago. So I think the Bears' defense is going to show up here. Kirk Cousins, we know, does not have the best record in primetime games. I'm going to go with Nick Foles one more time. Just one more time. Just to kind of, as a Philadelphia fan, not liking how the Chicago fans are talking about Nick Foles, I'm going to go with Nick Foles here to kind of shut up all the critics out there.
Did you not hear me say Chicago has lost 3 in a row? They have a lot of soul searching to do. People are grumbling about Nick Foles. There's a lot of pressure on the Bears. And Minnesota right now appears to be getting better in a number of areas. I mean, they still have a young defense that makes making some mistakes, but their offense is rolling. I can't pick the Bears right now. I just can't. I can't do it.
Nick's got his back against the wall. I'm always going to take Nick Foles with his back against the wall. It's a toxic relationship for me.
But, all right, all right.
But I'm going with the Bears here.
All right, well, there you have it. Those are our Week 10 picks. I can't wait to sit here next week and talk about how I've beaten Brother Dan for 4 weeks in a row as my hot streak continues. I'm picking games week in and week out. We thank you guys for tuning in and listening to another edition of Jumping the Gun with Brother Dan and myself. So until next week, have a great football weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next week as we get ready for week number 11 in the National Football League. So long.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.